You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. Welcome back. Here we are. Another fun little episode of Hair World, Hair Talks. I don't even know what we're calling this. So today we are going to be talking about fronting a wig. This is going to change your life for doing wigs and making wigs, creating wigs. This whole process that you are going to learn is going to change how you work with your wigs. So there's only so much I can go into right now, because like just talking isn't really going to do it. You want to see it. You want to feel it. You really want to be like, oh, dang, you know, where you just see me rip apart a wig and just add a couple pieces of lace and ventilate it up. And you're like, you know what? It's how I take my $20 wig and turn it into a $2,500 wig. Right? Le boop. People gag at how I create my wigs. I mean, yes, I can create a wig from beginning to end and boop, 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 boop. No. Mm-mm. No, no. No. Smarter, not harder. Do you remember that? Remember that? That KISS method? Keep it simple. Not calling you stupid, I'm calling me stupid, because I'm giving away all this free information. So you really want to get the perfect bubble or template of your client's head, because that is what's going to give you everything that you need for your recreation. And I call it a recreation because we are copying their hair to the follicle. You know, we're not missing out on one hair. You know, when they put that wig on, it goes right over their hairline, and baby, it's gonna look like it's growing out of their scalp. All right, and it's just where we want it. So that means the consultation really means a lot. Like if they always wear a side part, why are we going to ventilate the whole top? Why are we going to do that? We're not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Definitely not. It's made for a side part. That beep, side part it is. You know, and then hairlines. Oh, yeah. Nail those hairlines. Nail them. You'll be surprised when you see some of my videos of how I cut my wigs just to fit. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You're like, you have less than a pinky's width of ventilating to do right there. I'm like, yes, you are correct. You are very correct. And this is one of my most favorite things to do. So when you cut off your lace, you can really get it down to like that finger width apart. Like all you really need to do is that finger width apart. And then you just, truthfully, behind it, it don't matter. If you get that hairline on, they will not care what's in the back. Shit. They're using all these sewn-on wefted wigs. I'm sorry. Sewn-on wefted wig. I can't even tell you anything about it. So, they're going to be happy because we're already bringing them up to the next level, because we're fronting a wig that's already hand-tied. Yes, don't get it twisted. Hand-tied, already hand-tied. We're cutting off about an inch. We're going to put it onto their bubble that we already made flawlessly, mind you. And you can make a full wig within 8 hours. If you get your knots tight enough and you work fast enough and you get in your rhythm and you just say, I'm doing a fit, baby, nothing's stopping you. You're going to get it done. So once you take Wig Hackers Live in person or our one-on-one class that I have going on, you will know everything there is for fronting wigs. You will learn it all. Everything. From the bubble to the pattern that you need, to the building out of the block that you need to do, to the foundation and where to cut your wig, and being like, oh my god, nope, mm-mm. No scaredy cats here. We're going to come in and we're going to just go in. So it is, the Wig Hackers Live is a hands-on 3-day course. You will get everything you need. Before you can take the course, you're going to have to learn the ventilating. There is a whole docket of a video where you sit down and you learn. Once you learn, you will be able to then send me some photos. After you paid your fee, come in, send me your photos. I will critique your work. And I don't mean I'm going to go bad or anything. Like, I'm going to give you some actually, I really want you to learn it. Like, I'm not telling you anything that I wouldn't tell myself or I wouldn't want myself to hear. So, like, if that means, like, oh, you know what? Try lifting your hand up on a 70-degree angle instead of a 90-degree angle to see if your knots are different. You know, and I'll go through each one and really, like, pick, like go through it so that you actually can learn from it. Because by the time we actually do have our sit-down, New York, Georgia, PA, California, Dallas, I want you to master the ventilating part. It'll be the easiest. If you know that, baby, these little steps, you're going to be like, really, really, Dan? You can put this in a video for me? But you'll get it. So, totally keep it on track. Totally ventilate, 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 ventilate. Please ventilate. Oh my gosh. Because that's going to make your fronting your wig so much better. You're going to know how to copy that hairline from your client and give her exactly, or him or her, whatever they want. And then they're booked, they're hooked for life. For life. And you know, these are not cheap wigs. Did you hear me? I don't care how we got there. It's your time, it's your money, it's your, it's you on the line. So you are going to charge them exactly what you need because of that last episode that we had, charging your worth. Maybe I'll do another one. You know, next, I'm going to do another one. Charging your worth. How do you come up with your numbers? I think I touched upon it. But I think we need to do another one. So, yeah. So, in conclusion, with fronting a wig, you're going to learn to ventilate. You're going to come to Wig Hackers Live in New York City. You're going to be there for 3 days. And your mind will be blown. All right, guys. Thank you so much for paying attention for this long. I know it's actually longer than most of them. But find me on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official. You can also try me at Wig Hackers on Instagram. And then also both for Instagram and Instagram for Facebook. Page, you can do Wig Hackers or me, Daniel Coy, and I will get back to you. No worries whatsoever. And if you haven't gotten my book already, that will already explain almost half of, well, everything that I'm going to teach, wigs from salon to stage and screen, you can get that at danielcoyeducation.com. All right. So thank you so much. And remember, one hair at a time will make the world go faster. That's funny. Oh, God, I'm really going to get it.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the Rise Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. Rise is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.